This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Early voting's underway in North Texas for municipal elections. Election day is May 4th. At the top of the ticket in Dallas, voters will choose among nine candidates to be the next mayor. Mike Rawlings has reached his two-term limit. Yesterday, we introduced you to the candidates. Today, a closer look at their take on some key issues. Professional political watchers say there's no clear front runner, so this Dallas mayoral election is wide open. With the city's council-manager form of government, the mayor is a weak player. That's why Southern Methodist University political science professor Cal Gilson says experience matters if the next mayor is going to get anything done.
People understand that the Dallas mayor has to be a coalition builder, has to be a person who can work with other people.
Gilson says many of these candidates have a record of doing that. All of them say they can. But what is it they want to do?
We need to recruit and retain police. We probably need to hire about 600 to 800 more.
That's education CEO and longtime philanthropist Lynn McBee. Maybe because of the deadly downtown police shootings in 2016, or the shrinking police force, or both, adding police is a priority for most candidates. It's McBee's top priority.
If we can get to that level, then we can start doing things like community policing that we used to do, where we would actually put police into neighborhoods so that they were patrolling.
Paying more to police is a challenge McBee hopes to meet by charging other police departments to train their recruits in a newer beefed-up Dallas Police Academy. Other candidates like that approach, too. Former state legislator Jason Villalba has a different idea.
We take off about a quarter of a point from our sales tax and put it into a separate, what I call a temporary first responders fund to pay for this, because it is my number one priority as mayor. It is the issue that I will focus on first.
Meanwhile, Dallas School Board member Miguel Solis suggests the city grow its own, providing a path for Dallas students to become Dallas police. That could happen through criminal justice courses in Dallas schools, then offering low-interest, even forgivable loans so officers can affordably live within city limits. Making that life in the city more appealing has been another topic for candidates, especially when they talk about better infrastructure. Yet, fixing potholes and laying new sewage and water pipes will cost billions of dollars. The city can only afford to fix a fraction at a time. Mike Ablon, the developer and builder, offers his own solution.
The way you solve that chronic issue is you actually build. We have an aging city, so certain parts of the city have older infrastructure that's going to age out faster and need replacing. The way you fix that is you grow the pie. You have to create jobs, you have to grow the economy, you have to grow the job base.
That's how you get the money, says Ablon, to pay for more repairs. Veteran Dallas City Council member Scott Griggs would take a different approach to infrastructure.
We need to fix our streets right the first time. We give them to the lowest bidder. That's why after they're fixed, they fall apart. It doesn't make any sense. It's not only the price that matters. You're going to finish by a certain time, or else we're going to financially penalize you. If you've done bad work in the past, let's don't give them any more contracts.
Socialist Workers Party candidate Allison Kennedy says solutions to just about any city problem lie in our system of governance. How would she fix things?
It's not what I would do. It's what we as working people are going to do together to begin to get into our bones that there is no solutions to the problems, the deep problems that we face in this society by depending on the policies of the Democratic and Republican parties.
At a variety of forums around the city, candidates have debated how much the city should spend on arts, how to improve lives for people of color, how the city should be involved in public education, and how to tackle the growing issue of homelessness. And those were just some of the issues. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.